Welcome to the Joyful Health Show. I'm your host, Casey Schuler, mom, personal trainer, and Bible study author, and I'm here to help you discover joyful health by grace. Hey, so in this episode, I mentioned the membership workshops, so I wanted to tell you a little bit more about those. So if you are finding yourself wanting a new challenge to better your health, but you really don't want to commit to something like do 50 squats a day for a month because you know that will leave you more tired, sore, and most likely less able to face your day with love and gratitude, we have some better challenges for you. I talk about 12 high-impact health challenges in this episode, and each one is based on our monthly workshops hosted inside our membership to give you the context why each one is relevant to your life and the science and scripture behind each of those challenges. The workshops, as well as the order of these challenges that I mentioned in the episode, are based on the months of the year. For example, the first one, Live Your Purpose Mission Statement Workshop, is in January because that's when we typically need a fresh vision. The Read a New Book Challenge is in August because that's when school starts and we are typically in that mode and mood to boost our intellect. This is all part of aligning with the natural rhythms and seasons of life. If you find yourself in a season of wanting a healthy challenge, craving that growth in your life, but you don't want to commit to an overwhelming, unrealistic goal, the Joyful Health membership could be for you. When you sign up, we will also send you daily devotionals, and you'll be invited to one live collaboration call per month. These calls will be intentional. We start with prayer, we highlight what's going well, we pinpoint a main struggle, work through it collectively, and move forward with an action plan for improvement until the next call. Meeting with you is one of my favorite things, so I hope that you'll join us for the membership. Plus, the first 2 weeks are free and you can cancel anytime. You can find the membership link at joyfulhealth.co/shop. Okay, on to the episode. Hey, Joyful Health friends, this is Casey Schuler, and welcome to another episode of the Joyful Health Show. The theme for this year is reaching out and growing up, equipping the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. This comes from Ephesians 4:12, and hopefully if you've listened to this podcast every week, you may memorize that by the end of the year. So today's podcast is for the person who is a go-getter, who is ambitious, but who is also rooted in the things that really matter and the high-impact habits. So what we are going to go through today are 12 high-impact habits that you can choose to challenge yourself with to improve your health and also to connect you to the Lord and who He has made you to be. So there are a lot of different principles out there of even wellness wheels, what it looks like to be healthy. And so I've taken a few different models along with scripture, always rooted in scripture because we believe that truly is the word of God. And if we are made by God, He knows what it means for us to be truly healthy and to experience eternal life in Him. That is the definition of health, is experiencing eternal life with God, with our Maker. So we can start doing that right now, and what a joy it is to be able to live that out. And so here are a few ways to do that, and I've based it on some of these models. Number one is the Blue Zones research. These are 9 principles that are based on the highest concentration of centenarians. These are people who live to be 100. There are different pockets of the world that researchers have identified those who live the longest, and they have collected data into these 9 different principles, some of them being move naturally, so we'll incorporate those. One of them is wine at 5. I didn't incorporate that specific one, but because I believe the heart of a lot of these are connection to the people, to your people, to the environment around you, and ultimately to God, because God created us to be with people. We can look at the account of Genesis and see that he created everything on different days, and on day six he created Adam and Eve, and he looked at all that he had made and said, "It is very good." I will say that when he made Adam, he said, "It is not good for man to be alone." So a lot of what it means to be healthy is to be connected first to God, our maker, to each other, and to the environment that we are in. Adam and Eve were put in the Garden of Eden to work it and to take care of it and to take care of the animals. And so we take joy in doing those things here as well. So also there are several different wellness wheels out there. And if you can picture a wheel divided up like a pie, there's not just physical wellness. And I've shared this research in other podcasts, but around 20% of our health is due to eating and exercise. And the other 80% is due to other factors, genetics, social determinants of health, your environment, access to healthcare. So your health is made up of a lot of different factors, some within your control and some not. So there's room for grace. There's room for surrender and putting our hands up and saying, "God, I trust you. And I take joy in working with you." So in the wellness wheel, for example, there's physical, social, emotional, intellectual, environmental, spiritual, and occupational or financial health, however you want to kind of switch that out. And I just love creating new habits because it gives us a concrete way to go forward and to experience the joy that God has for good work on this earth. There's a saying that's a goal without a plan is just a wish. And so we want to focus on some tangible, tactical things that we can do that will really make a difference, because, you know, a lot of it is simple, but it needs to be meaningful, rooted in the meaningful, so that it can be sustainable. But, you know, when we have health habits that are really relatable to us and make a difference, then it releases things like dopamine, which is one of the happy neurochemicals in our bodies that is released when we have accomplished a task. And so there's this beautiful feedback cycle that comes with well-intentioned good habits in our life. And I say well-intentioned because really, you know, the root being of our health being connected in Christ. So a few scriptures to back this is Philippians 2, 12 through 13. There are so many. I just wanted to list a few. Is knowing that as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, this is Paul talking, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And this is the kicker here. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. So we have the opportunity to work with God as him who works in us, and therefore we get to work out our salvation. Or Hosea 6:3, let us press on to know the Lord. His going out is sure as the dawn. He will come out to us as the showers, as the spring rains that water the earth. So this verse to me feels like the main mission for us is to know the Lord. And to know his faithfulness, he is already faithful, so that we can step into that faithfulness and experience the joy with him, his presence that is as substantial as the spring rains, which I got to witness this morning outside. And so being able to see that as, oh, this is evidence of the Lord with us, the rain that waters the earth, the sun that comes up every day. And so that those consistent habits of nature reflect God, and how beautiful it is for us to be able to do that as humans too. So here are 12 different high impact habits that when I read them, just consider as you are listening, which ones you connect with most. Which ones do you resonate with the most? Which ones are you wrestling with the most? Which just really pick one from this podcast episode to focus on and try that out for 30 days. 30 days really is a relative number. Basically, we need to have some type of number in mind to keep us consistent and so that we can do it regularly enough so that it becomes a part of our life. So we know that a habit is successful when it is integrated into our life. And there's lots of really cool neuroscience around that too that I won't get into today, maybe another episode. So number one, discover your purpose. Create a personal mission statement. So all of these topics are going to be workshops inside of the Joyful Health monthly membership. So if you think, oh, I would like to know a little bit more about that, how do I actually do that, put that into practice, you can sign up for our monthly membership and you get workshops, you get group coaching, you get daily devotionals to help keep your spiritual connection consistent. So discover your purpose, create your personal mission statement. If you do not have one of these, if you think that's just for businesses, it is so valuable to create this personal mission statement of why do you exist? What are you passionate about? What gets you up out of bed in the morning? What breaks your heart? What makes you come alive? And I go through this in the workshop that we have in the membership, but Jesus had mission statements. He came to seek and to save the lost. God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that whoever believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. And so our mission statement is around, hey, I exist so that I can do this, you know, for these certain people that God has given us so that I can create some results. So mine right now, and it can change. I would expect it to change because, you know, you are a changing, developing person. As you become more like Christ, you get to know him better and get to know yourself better. Mine right now, my vision is to become fully alive in Christ. And my mission is to be, I exist to be connected to the Lord and his joy so that I can practice his presence and be committed to his people. Something like that. Though the key words in my head are connected to the Lord, committed to his people, reflecting his joy. So consider what your purpose is. Why are you here? What gets you out of bed in the morning? And then number two, live what you love. Build life-giving rhythms and relationships that work for you. So one habit that you can create around this of building those life-giving rhythms is very simple. It's just to have a consistent bedtime and wake time schedule. To be able to have that consistency for your circadian rhythms is so beneficial for your body, for your hormones, for regulating your appetite, your metabolism, your energy levels. So if you can, for example, wake up between 6 and 6:30 every morning, and that includes weekends, which that is the tough part. but there is no regimented rules around these habits. These are for you. So if you think, I'm going to set a goal to do this, create your success range of I'm going to try to go to bed and wake up within 30 minutes consistently 4 to 6 days out of the week. And then if you're successful in that, you can take it up a notch, you know, 5 to 6 days a week, 6 to 7 days a week. But you want to keep it realistic along with those SMART goals, if you've heard of those. So that is an example for building those life-giving rhythms. And then number three, connect with God joyfully. Practice the presence of God. Discover how you most delight in God and take action. Whether you delight in God through music, worship music, through movement, going on a walk, through nature, being outside with people, studying the word. So consider how you best connect with God, how you delight in him, and take action to do that. So if it is Music, then create a playlist of your favorite songs. If it's movement, set a time to go on a walk and do nothing else but pray. If it is nature, find a beautiful spot outside to go and meditate with God. If it's with people, find a Bible study or find some people in your church that you know bring you closer to the Lord. If it's study, find a Bible study. Just open the Word and go through the Bible. Just read it and get to know God in there. Number four, eat normally. Lose the food obsession with intuitive habits. So your concrete habit here is to stash the scale, to put away scales and metrics, and just start asking yourself how you feel before and after eating, before and after movement, so that you can build that intuitive awareness and push away. So you're removing the obstacles to your intuition by removing the scales, removing even your smartwatch metrics, and you are enhancing that those interoceptive cues of those cues that say, oh, I'm hungry, I have to go to the bathroom, my heart is beating faster. You're enhancing those by creating awareness, asking yourself how you feel. Number five is connecting to the local church. Focus on belonging with God's people. So make it a habit to show up regularly and connect intentionally with a local congregation. This is something that can be both hard and easy. You want to have a church that you align with and that you connect with. And once you do, to show up on a consistent basis, to come early or leave later so you can really get to know people, join a small group, and that's where we really get to know people on a heart level and to be known. Number six, practice a Sabbath lifestyle. Intentionally observe rest. So one of the blue zones is in California, and it's the Seventh-day Adventist who intentionally practice the Sabbath and that have that one day of rest, and they live a lot longer. And so it just goes to show how beneficial rest is and how much we need it. So pick a day of the week to observe a Sabbath and just think about how you want to rest from your work, how you want to rest in the Lord. For me, it started when I was in college and I had studying on my mind constantly. I always had the pressure to study and it consumed me until I thought, I'm going to have one day where I do not study. So Saturday was my Sabbath day and I said, I'm not studying on Saturdays. And it became the day of freedom. And I said, I can do whatever I want. I don't have to think about, well, when can I come back and study? Or it just allowed me to structure the other 6 days more efficiently. And I really look forward to that day. So it gave me that sense of purpose that we talked about in Habit 1, discovering that purpose of, oh, I now get to discover what I delight in, what makes me come alive, because I don't have the pressure to work this one day of the week. I get to trust God and know that He's going to work it out. I'm not going to fail my classes because I'm resting one day. So consider what that is for you. Number seven, move naturally. Design your environment for movement. The Blue Zones talks about a group or of people in Japan, I believe it is, where there's a lot less furniture. So, you know, sleep mats versus beds, squatting down or sitting on the ground to eat just allows your body more to move more throughout the day. So you are building in that movement naturally. Longest living people don't necessarily have gym memberships. They just move more. They're sheep herders. Or, you know, for us in our modern day, it can look like if you get plates out of your cabinet, you can put them down lower so that it gives you the opportunity to do more squats during the day. They're just built in to your day. Or it can be more extreme of taking out certain pieces of furniture or intentionally sitting on the ground more so you can get back up again. It can look like building and walking more. So you don't have to walk to work, but you can just park a lot farther away and build in that time for walking, which really does give you a lot of beautiful margin and transition time to think and transition your mindset from one thing into the other, from home to work, for example. So there's a lot of benefits there. Number 8, a reading challenge. Grow your brain. So a habit that you can engage in here, or a challenge that you can do, is commit to read a book about a question that you need answered. So what is a question in your mind that is a little bit deeper than a Google search? What is a book that can help answer that question, and how can you consider how to read that book in 1 month's time, to give yourself a little bit of a challenge? Because some books, you know, might sound really intellectual, but if it doesn't apply to you, then it's not going to be meaningful and it's not going to stick. So you might have, and books also are sometimes for a season. If you have a book on your bookshelf that you haven't read, it might be because you no longer need that question answered. So consider a question that you need answered, or something that will soothe your soul. It doesn't have to be a nonfiction book. It can be a fiction book that really ignites that soul deep part of you, that ignites your purpose, going back to that first habit. All right, number 9, establishing a health team, finding practitioners that you trust. So healthcare, finding affordable healthcare that you align with, it's very important to create that team around you. So one thing that you can do to take the next step to do this is to research and meet with a practitioner that you align with. I would recommend, you know, someone that you see the most, whether that's your primary care physician, or say if you go to a massage therapist or a chiropractor every week, make sure it's someone that really is beneficial and that you align with and that inspires you. Number 10, emotionally healthy, processing with connection. So your challenge here is to feel your feelings by printing out a feel wheel and going over it regularly. For example, we have one that we have printed out. We also have one that we've created through the Joyful Health Collective and our Body Blessings course. So if you purchase that, you can download that, print it out, and that is really related to your body image. It's in progression from how you start to feel about your body. You might feel angry or frustrated with your body, and then all the way moving to those feelings of joy. We also have some scripture printables that align, that go along with those feelings of, okay, what does scripture say about our emotions? So it doesn't have to be something you go over at dinner time, but I've also seen the body or the feel wheel printed on a pillow in your living room. And so, you know, when you're sitting in the living room, you can throw the pillow and say, okay, point to your feel wheel, or how are you feeling? Point to it. And it is really helpful to be able to name that feeling, because that brings awareness and allows us to feel instead of do. It's more healthy to feel our feelings rather than to do our feelings, so that we can let it, we can really process it in a healthy way and release it. Okay, number 11, we're almost there. Manage stress on the go. So managing stress is a huge part of our health. It's not the amount of stress that we have in our life, but how we deal with it. So what are some breathing techniques for immediate relief? I would say to focus on the exhale. Exhale before you say a prayer. You can really start simple about whenever you pray for your meal, start with an exhale, because that connects rest in our body with resting in God. Rest in our body with gratitude and trust. So exhale a little bit longer than your inhale before each prayer. Number 12, seek the good of your people. Blessing others without losing your sanity. So this has a little bit to do with boundaries, and also a lot to do with blessed. How are we blessed to be a blessing? What are you blessed with so you can bless others with? You can use your love language to bless someone else in your life. If yours is words of encouragement, you can send a daily text to someone in your life that needs that. If yours is physical touch, you can make it a point to hold your spouse's hand at least once a day, or put your hand on their shoulder and just make that physical contact. If your love language is gifts, you can buy your kid a fun bath bomb just because, and just see them light up. If yours is quality time, schedule a date night or a girls' night out. If yours is acts of service, offer to babysit your neighbor's kids. They would love that. They would feel so loved and so blessed by that. So there you have it. There are 12 high impact habits for growth. I hope that you can find one to challenge yourself and grow just a little bit more in the Lord, connecting to Him, connecting to His people, and discovering that joyful health by grace. Okay, let me pray. Let's take a deep breath and exhale. God, I thank you for the opportunities to continually grow, and that as we grow in you, that we grow together. And this is such a beautiful way to experience you and to experience the joy of your presence. I pray that we wouldn't get lost in the weeds of rules and days and exact habits, but that we would just see these as opportunities to just pick a new path to walk with you and to enjoy you. So I pray for the listener here, and that they can consider how they want to grow in you over this next month, and they can choose something and feel confident to do it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, friends, if you do need help with this, we have one-on-one coaching. You can go to joyfulhealth.co/shop, and we'd love to help you grow in your walk with the Lord and get healthier along the way. Until next time, may you rest in His grace and follow the joy. Hey, congrats! If you are hearing this, that means you've made it to the finish line. Give yourself a high five for me. Thank you for listening all the way through. I hope and pray this episode has blessed you so that you can more fully enjoy God, glorifying Him, and blessing others. If you want to talk about this episode with more Joyful Health friends, join our free Facebook community. Head to joyfulhealth.co/podcast and get connected with us there. Before you move on with your day, would you consider taking a moment with the Lord in prayer to process what you have heard in the podcast? Ask God what He is revealing to you about Himself and what you can do in response. And for all my regular listeners, thank you in advance for writing a review and sharing this podcast with someone else who is tired of the wellness rules and is ready to rest in God's grace and the Holy Spirit's power for their health. A big, giant thank you to all our podcast guests and to my husband, Maddox Schuler, for writing and recording our podcast music. It takes a village, and we are glad that you are a part of ours.